time to get started.
Done. That's how we intro.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Just you snapping that cold open. The cold open.
Just
that's what popping it is. It's
open
a cold,
a cold one with the boys.
What are Saturdays for?
Popping up and up a cold one with the boys.
Just made that up. No. I am going to play a sound for you right now. And I want you to... And I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to mind. You ready?
Yeah, let's hear it. I'm young, but not that young. I know what that is.
And now
that's
we're in the internet.
That's what my computer sounds like when I try and play Sims.
And now we're in the internet. Now we're in the internet. We are here to talk about the god of sharing music, Napster. Or as Lars Ulrich would like to call it, stop stealing my money! Also, a lot of you listening have either experienced Napster or have experienced LimeWire, Kazaa, BearShare, all those ones that were, I've owned all of them. I've owned Kazaa, LimeWire. LimeWire was my favorite one. But it was the first peer-to-peer sharing music platform and also sharing computer viruses. Because a lot of you guys are fucking dicks.
Yeah. Sharing is caring?
Sharing is caring. What was your first illegally downloaded song you could remember?
Oh, I don't.
I
don't remember.
Did you steal from Miley Cyrus?
Dude, I could not tell you. Because I think I went from 0 to 100 really quick.
I could see that.
Like, once I figured out that was a thing you could do pretty easily. Because I want to say I probably started ripping it off of YouTube.
Yeah. Because
back then, especially, YouTube had no protection over that kind of thing. You could rip off anything. Now it's a lot harder. I think I started ripping stuff off YouTube, and then I realized there were websites that basically already did the ripping off part. I just needed to do the downloading. So yeah, I could not tell you. That was... I have
a vague memory, but I had such bad internet, I couldn't listen to the whole song. It would just be like half of it or something like that. I had bad internet, or we just didn't have any internet at all because we just couldn't afford it.
Right.
But I do remember some of my first songs were Blink-182, Korn, and Papa Roach. I think those are like some of the first songs I got on there. Because also my cousin would download songs on there. And so I would just end up listening to them.
Yeah.
So it's just, you have to know how hard it was for me being 7-8 years old blasting Papa Roach out of my Windows 98. Like, you have no idea how weird that is. When my parents are making food and all you hear is, cut my life into pieces.
I did the same thing, honestly. My parents, like, if I played that song, they would know what song it is, and they would know that it was Papa Roach, because I listened to it enough.
We have to take Catherine to therapy.
Yeah. It was back in those days.
Yeah, so I had bad internet, and so for a long time, I never heard the second verse of All the Small Things. Like, I just... Because that's where the internet connection cut off.
That's so tragic. Yeah.
That's all I got.
Well, I hate it when you go to, like, download a song, and you download it, and then you'd find out that it cut off halfway through, and it didn't actually give you the full song, and you're like,
biggest piece of
no!
shit. It's the
betrayal!
It was also the first time I'd ever heard of MP3. That was like the awakening of me knowing what
MP3
that shit
is for the shit.
I didn't know like what that was. Like, we still have them, but it's just like, that was just like, what? Like, we could just, this was free? What the fuck? Like, it was
free,
wild.
Quote unquote.
Free, quote unquote? Holy shit. Like, it was next level. Because all we had for music to listen to was either going on Yahoo or Real Player. Big trigger word, Real Players. I had that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would try and watch the Bye 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 music video, but my fucking internet would lag.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just watch a few seconds and it would lag. More buffer, 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 buffer. So it was a bitch.
I remember back in the day, there was this wonderful website, like one of those kids' websites, like think along the lines of like Club Penguin, Webkinz, that kind of deal, right?
Yeah.
Called Millsbury.
Millsbury.
Almost no one remembers what. Do you know what Millsbury is?
I remember. I do remember that.
People have heard of it, but I loved that site, and it went down. Like, that's one of those sites that did not survive at all. Like, it is gone. But it was like a. Yeah. It was like cereal.
Look at this.
A cereal thing.
This logo.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So Millsbury is my shit. So basically, there's one game on Millsbury where to earn money, where you would climb a rope, where you basically have to click and drag a rope down as much as you can, mm-hmm. like as fast as you can. And this was a really hard game. But my computer was so slow that the timer didn't run correctly and would run at like 1/3 speed. Hilarious. So I always maxed out every single time I played because the timer, because my computer was so slow, it couldn't time me properly.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and then I remember we got a slightly faster computer, and that no longer happened, and then suddenly I was awful at the game, and I was kind of mad about it. I was like, give me a slower computer so I can kill it at this game again.
Oh my god.
I need to trick out my Millsbury house.
I feel like this was leading to your addiction to Sims as an adult.
Nah, there's no, like, you don't have to climb ropes in Sims. Mm. Sims doesn't require skill, it just requires storytelling.
Time. It just requires time.
Honestly, not even always time.
So, some little backstory on Napster. Let's go back. It went live September 1999, and it only lasted 2 years, which to me felt like it lasted 10 years, because I downloaded so much shit.
Well, especially now that you've read the timeline, this shouldn't come as a shock, but I've never used Napster.
Yeah, you never used Napster.
I was but a youngin who did not yet know how to use a computer.
I was young, but I learned very fast. And
I didn't know
all
what
that
music
shit.
Was yet. You know what I mean? Like, I was just learning what CDs were.
What?
Yeah.
During its peak, they had over 80 million users, which was 30 million more than Yahoo. And this was like a free program, and for a while it was Windows only because Mac sucked dick back in the day.
I literally never used a Mac computer until I went to college. I had never used
You never experienced, like, the
Ever.
Old colored Macs?
No.
Oh,
I'd seen
man.
Them, but I had literally never used one
you
ever.
You missed out on nothing. they were pieces of fucking garbage. And so before Napster, there were already file sharing sites, but never one solely dedicated to music.
Right.
And Napster was the one. Napster just exploded to, they had studio recordings, unreleased music, all the demos of people's music that, like, I don't know how the fuck they got. Like, people would just record you in the studio doing it and then would upload it to Napster. And so they just had so much stuff, and it was a public good for a brief time before streaming sites now came and found a way to legally monetize everything.
Right.
So it has come a long fucking way. Like,
yeah.
Napster was so fucking huge. The high-speed internet in colleges, this is when it was called that, high-speed internet, became overloaded with so much Napster traffic. Over 61% of it was from Napster, from all the MP3 downloads that they had to block.
I totally believe that.
Just a bunch of kids, like, in their dorm downloading the new Eminem song.
When I think about how back in the day, it was like, at least on like iTunes, because I used iTunes before I started downloading things. All music was 99 cents. And then after a while, I got to the point where unless it was a pretty obscure song, it'd be $1.29 per song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and to think now that I pay $5 a month to listen to whatever I want, like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I can't believe that I used to do that. I'm like, no wonder, like, illegally downloading music was so big because, like, what child can afford?
Who could afford to pay 99 cents for a Beastie Boys song? Like,
right.
Like, why would you do that when you could just download that shit for free?
Especially with, like, smaller indie artists, like, you know, so hard to get up there if someone has to pay.
So that's also a thing I'm definitely going to be talking about. So Napster was founded by John and Sean Parker. Sean Fanning and John Fanning. Sean Parker, as we know, is the guy who he is more famous for Napster and also putting money into Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
He was also played by Justin Timberlake, which is the picture I will use to say that this is Sean Parker, not Justin Timberlake. Sean was the guy who raised money to launch Napster as a company, he raised $50,000, and they kind of made millions off that shit. Sean Fanning, with a W, literally only saw it as a program for friends, just to, like, for us to, like, share music across, like, the country, just, like, share tons of music. And he started to open up the doors more to people, more music, and it grew from thousands to millions of people that, in its peak, there were 2 billion songs being transferred per month.
Yeah.
Estimating at least $80 million. That's fucking crazy.
So crazy.
That's
yeah.
money, like, artists aren't getting.
Yeah.
But, artists like Metallica, insert heavy metal riff. I don't know. Yeah, so they had files of shit that hadn't even come out yet, which was insane. So, with Metallica, this was the hugest thing to happen. Metallica had a song called I Disappear. It was the lead song for Mission Impossible 2. And somehow Napster got the demo of the song way before it was supposed to be officially released. It was played on radios. It was shared like millions of times. And then Metallica found out that that song and their entire backlog were on Napster, and they were pissed.
I mean, understandably so.
Yeah. And so Lars Ulrich, the forefront man to do this, he made his point saying it was never about the money. Bullshit. It was about their choice of whether to put their music out for free without their consent.
Right.
Totally understandable. So, as their fury continued, they took the case to federal court, and Lars Ulrich went in front of a Senate Judiciary Committee to testify why Napster sucked. And so, I scoured YouTube to find this video, but I couldn't find it until I Googled it, and C-SPAN archives everything. And I found the video of young, balding Lars Ulrich testifying before a Senate committee. Just, let's just hear this amazingness for like a little bit.
We're honored to appear in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Earlier this year, while completing work on a song for the movie Mission Impossible 2, we were startled to hear reports that 5 or 6 versions of our work in progress were already being played on some U.S. radio stations. We traced the source of this leak to a corporation called Napster. Additionally, we learned that all our previously recorded copyright songs were, via Napster, available for anyone around the world to download from the internet in a digital format known as MP3. In fact, in a 48-hour period where we monitored Napster, over 300,000 users made 1.4 million free downloads of Metallica's music. Napster hijacked our music without asking. They never sought our permission. Our catalog of music simply became available for free downloads.
Boo-hoo. Yeah. You know, it's funny when a thing called MP3 is like foreign language to people.
Yeah.
This is how old this shit is. Yeah, so they were fucking pissed. They went to court, did all this stuff, and they won their suit.
Right.
Which, obviously, yes. But it also brings up the question about indie artists.
Yes.
This was the only way a lot of indie bands could get their music out without labels.
Yeah. This was before, like, SoundCloud and stuff.
Before SoundCloud. Like, before any of this. Like, it was really hard back then for you to be heard. And the biggest rock band in the world, Metallica, being the fucking douchebags they are about their music and their property and their fucking brand, took that away from people.
They were like the OG Taylor Swift.
The OG. OG Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift, non-angsty Taylor Swift. But has slept with more people. Taylor Swift.
Wow.
It's very problematic. Yeah, so Metallica are such fucking douchebags. Aside from them angry about not having a choice of their music being out there, also fearful Napster could hurt record sales. So the biggest rock band was afraid that they weren't cashing in more money than they already had. So, I love some of their music. But there are staunch defenders on the other side about like indies and stuff like that. Like Chuck D was a supporter of Napster. He was just like, people are hearing my music that I never thought would ever hear my music. Which is how I discovered Public Enemy at some point, was through file sharing.
Yeah.
Through the fucking internet. So, for example, Radiohead's Kid A album came out on Napster 3 months before its initial release. That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, leaks leaks don't happen like that anymore.
No.
3 months before it fucking came out. And so, this album had no singles, no video, no promo, no nothing, and it shot to number one on the Billboard charts because of Napster. Because people were finding out, and then would go buy it.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just like...
Sometimes it's just like getting it out there so
yeah,
then people can go.
That was the way to go.
Right.
And the whole thing blew out of proportion, so more record labels, Dr. Dre sued Napster 2. Mm-hmm. It all blew up because Madonna's song Music leaked on Napster 2, which doesn't help because it blew up as well. So Metallica was... Their demand was to ban the users who shared their music and pay a minimum $10 million in damages at about $100,000 per song downloaded. So Metallica dug deeper and hired an online consulting firm to monitor Napster's web traffic. And so for a few days, they produced a list of over 300,000 people who were allegedly sharing their music in violation of copyright laws. They turned in a 60,000 page document to Napster saying all this shit, and they were like, you need to pay us. To put this into context, the Mueller report of Trump's obstruction of justice and Russian interference is 400 pages long. 60,000 fucking pages on nonsense. Metallica are such fucking dicks.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
They are the ones that take the candy and will not share with you.
Yeah.
That is who they fucking are.
Like, you'll have money.
So in the end, Napster was bought out by some label. And...
Roxio?
It was by Roxio. Bought out by Roxio, then Roxio bought out by Rhapsody, all this and that. And Dr. Dre was going to buy Napster with another label for $94 million. And it was almost done until they found out that the CEO of Napster was also a part of the label that was going to buy them. And so they'd be like, no, you need to go into bankruptcy. You need to sell all your shit. And so they liquidated everything.
Wow.
Everything was
gone. R.I.P.
R.I.P. And Sean Parker went on to go co-fund other bullshit and now in Facebook. He was the Napster guy because he was like the face of it.
Like a Firefest guy.
Yeah.
Billy. Oh, Billy.
I wish Firefest happened in like the 2000s. Just fucking.
We could have the best episode.
Oh my god. We could just end our careers. I could just die after Firefest. Yeah. So they filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy, which is the worst bankruptcy. It means you have to fucking sell everything. So this was a huge win for record companies and Metallica. And just having to Google the Napster logo is triggering. Just seeing it brings back memories of me listening to Papa Roach and like Korn.
Are those bad memories, Jason?
Those are great memories, but it's just like, I just remember sitting there waiting for the song to download. And one song would download more.
Yeah.
And Napster, if anything, taught me, it taught me data file sizes because I didn't know anything.
I don't think I ever used a lot of the big websites. I think I always found a lot of like random ones in the corner.
Yeah.
Like I never used LimeWire either.
I used LimeWire.
And that
I was a big LimeWire.
But I always used I remember there was some German one that like I had to bookmark because I could never remember the URL for it because it was weird. But there was some German website and they would have like almost everything, but it was very glitchy. So like.
Yeah.
You could, like, search it, and then there'd be, like, five files, and maybe, and, like, three of them wouldn't play. And if they wouldn't play, they wouldn't download.
Before LimeWire, I had Kazaa.
And I learned...
And Kazaa was, like, there were so many other sites that were learning from Napster's failures and doing it a little better.
Yeah.
But Napster was, like, the OG. Napster gave birth to, like, Spotify.
I remember in the later years, I used BMP3.
BMP3.
That was the later years, though. Yeah. When a lot of the other ones I used to use had been shut down by that point.
Yeah, I mean, like, just look, hold on. This was my life. Like, I just remember this so vividly. Just seeing the LimeWire interface.
Oh, and you
the
ever,
five stars.
You ever, like, would you import them into iTunes?
So, this is, I still had Windows at this point.
Okay.
So, I had Windows XP, and so I wouldn't put it onto iTunes. Like I would just put it into our into the the own the media player that
okay.
it had on
yeah,
the
yeah,
Windows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because like, I used
player.
That, but
I
then
would just do it there.
I used that, but I remember like later once I got an iPod, because
yeah.
you know those got big. We should do an episode on iPods.
Ooh,
yeah. So we when those were getting big, I remember I would go through and I'd go and find the try and find album covers for everything.
I did the same thing.
And, like, you know, sometimes you downgrade stuff and, like, the information would be really weird. Like, the artist name wouldn't be incorrectly
yeah.
or there would be, like, a link to some website.
Yeah.
So you'd have to go and, like...
I would cross-reference Wikipedia
yeah.
to
yeah.
see if
oh,
I
didn't do Wikipedia. I just Googled it, which never ended well for me. I had
yeah.
some weird information
I would
sometimes.
All the time.
Especially with some weirder
wow.
things, I would struggle to find a thumbnail for the album, or I would just get lazy and just find whatever picture I wanted and make
Lime
that.
LimeWire Pro. LimeWire
yeah.
Pro is a thing.
Like, if you look back on my iPod, you can tell a lot of what's been torn. Like, a lot of what was downloaded versus what was, like,
I mean, kind of like the evolution of file sharing is that with LimeWire, you could rate the quality of the
yeah.
file.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it helped you know, like, if it was a bullshit file or not.
I remember BMP3 was like that.
Yeah, so, and then he also came up with LimeWire Pro. Which was, if you had LimeWire Pro, you're a goddamn idiot. It's just like, why would you do that? And also, the hilarious thing about LimeWire is that you could download porn.
Oh, really?
You could download
I
porn
did
off
not
LimeWire.
Know that. That
also,
makes a lot of sense, because
you could download video and audio files.
Was that before? Was that before Pornhub?
This is before Pornhub. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend is staring me down.
I use LimeWire.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... so I knew someone that was in jail around this time when we were still file sharing the hard way.
Yeah.
And so we got out, Spotify had been coming out, Pandora was coming out, and he was just learning this, and then he discovered, we told him, Pornhub. And so on his computer was just files of porn. This was like before, when there was no centralized place to just watch for free.
Yeah.
And so he had just tons of porn that he downloaded off LimeWire, wherever. And so we were just like, no, dude, you don't have to do that anymore. You just go to Pornhub, RedTube, YouPorn.
One of the,
Well,
like, one of the craziest things is how, like, if someone, like, back in the day before the internet, if people went porn, they had to go buy a magazine. You had to be a certain age. And now it's like, all you gotta do now is Google titties, you know? Like, that's all you have to do now.
It's
so
the,
easy.
Kids these days have no idea how hard it was to find something. Like, do you know how it was a journey to go discover like sex tapes from like famous people? Like you were one of those people that like had it.
I've never seen a sex tape with a famous person, and I don't know if I ever want to.
We should do an episode on that. There were plenty of those in the 2000s.
Well, isn't that how who is it I'm thinking of? Isn't that how like Kim Kardashian got
yes,
famous?
That is
yeah,
exactly
yeah.
how.
Yeah, yeah.
That is exactly.
Did Paris Hilton have a sex tape, or am
yes.
I just making? Yeah, okay.
Yes,
yeah,
it was very lame. It was very lame, but it was very much Paris Hilton. I forget what the dude's name was.
My brand.
But it was very, it was very famous.
We do
famous.
An episode on The Simple Life.
Oh my god!
I loved that show. It's been a while.
I love that show too. Season one is one of the shows
it's
I would own
so
on
DVD. Good.
Yeah. So file sharing. So past LimeWire and all that shit. Then came blogs. Like, I would go to LiveJournal, and there was the Indie Exchange that my friend got me hooked into during high school. That, like, all the newest bands, leaks, everything. So it came from, like, The Elected, The National, Vampire Weekend. There was, just, like, all these files, Devendra Banhart, all these files that were all zips that you would download. I never torrented because torrents were like, I never liked it.
Oh, torrenting just scared me. I didn't understand
torrents,
it.
I didn't get it.
I want someone else to
like
do
it.
The dirty work for me. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
I didn't like it. So I would just go to file sharing, just like you would go to Zshare, Mediafire, which I still own.
Oh, Mediafire, yeah.
Mediafire was like the most stressful thing for me. You would just download shit.
I forgot
it's
about
it's
that.
Triggering, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Mediafire. I'll show you my Mediafire account if I can remember the password. I have
nowadays the people who are real smart put it up on Google Drive.
Yeah, Google Drive. Like yeah.
My,
so
one
like,
of my favorite Reddits, full movies on Google. It's just Google Drive links.
Yeah, and
one person has a full database. Like I'm talking 500 gigs.
Like most of the songs I have on my iPod Classic, I have like 12,000 songs. 80% of those are shared files from other sites or other downloads. It's just albums upon albums of random shit. I can't, because there's so much shit you can't find on Spotify.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you have to go to Tidal. But, like, no one wants to do that. So, like, I would just go illegally download. There's, I have tons of music that, like, I cannot find anywhere else.
When did you start using Spotify?
Do
you remember what year?
Probably 2013, 2012, around there. That's when I started getting into it. I was very much abhorrent. I didn't like Spotify. Everyone was very weirded out by Spotify when it was still coming out. So it was just like, but then I hopped on the train, and I think midway through college, I realized that once I got out of college, I stopped illegally downloading because it was just, it would run out of space on my laptop.
And it was just tiring.
It was tiring, and then you get a bad link, and you're like, oh, fuck, you might have a virus.
Yeah.
So it's just
I think certain parts of the internet got smarter about illegal downloading, where it got a lot harder to find.
Very harder to find.
Because it was such, like, a big issue that people are coming up with. Like I said, like, YouTube got a lot better at making it harder to rip things off. And, like, nowadays, it's, like, really, really hard. If it's a known song, good luck trying to rip it off YouTube. Like,
yeah, because, like, now it's, like, you, what was it? Because, like, before, what I would do, I would just put in the album name and then put zip at the end and see what sites came up.
Right.
So now it was so much harder because now it's just available. There's just so many outlets. Like, people don't have to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Like, illegally downloading isn't even a fucking thing anymore.
No.
Like, we just have Spotify.
Yeah.
And YouTube. YouTube is, like, the biggest music contributor to me.
Oh, yeah. And Apple Music. I
and
know
Apple
it's
Music.
Big as well, yeah. I don't personally use it, but I know it's a thing.
So.
What's the other one I'm thinking of? There's, like, one other big one.
Yeah. I think there... I just kind of think there should be a thing where, like, teens and preteens should just experience the struggles of music talent.
Oh, yeah.
Like, imagine you had no Spotify, and you just had the TV to show you music. And you had to go and look it up, and with
it
your
shitty
internet...
It was so hard to find music back in the day.
With your shitty internet.
Especially, like, if you were looking for anything that wasn't top 40...
Yeah, you can...
How?
You couldn't fucking...
How are you finding them? If you're lucky, they have the budget to make a music video, and it might be on YouTube.
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
So, fast forward to now. Napster still exists. It's run by a different company that sold off their shares and property to just be Napster.
Done
and there. So Napster is just a streaming site now.
Yeah.
And so, my question is, are we on Napster?
We on Napster?
I don't think so. I don't think they
offer
podcasts yet, but it's like
yet.
A thing. They still have the same
yet.
Logo. So it's like, we're
going
to figure this out.
We're not a true 2000s podcast.
And we're not
we're streaming on Napster. Yeah.
We're not on Napster. We're not anything. You know. So I'm really going to dig deep into how do we get into this Napster business.
Yeah.
I really want to know. So, yeah, that's our... It's our Napster episode. Wow. Holy shit.
We did that.
Yeah.
We did that.
Yeah. We'll be back in another few weeks.
Catch this episode on a file sharing website.
Yeah, we will purposely leave this up as a zip file for you.
Yeah, you have to search for it.
You can only listen to us through dial-up.
You have to specifically search the episode of this, the name of this episode, .zip on Google and hope that it shows up.
I feel like I should do that. We should just put like MP3 online.
Yeah, it's like
somewhere.
An Easter egg.
Yeah.
Like, you have to find it.
Yeah, you have to find
it. The lost episode. But, like, we know where it is. You just don't.
Yeah, can you find our Simple Plan episode? Do you know where that is?
Anyone know
where that is? I spent hours looking up Simple Plan, and it's gone. So
maybe someday we'll do another one when we forgot what we said the first time.
I still have the notes, I think.
I already forgot what I said, so it's good.
It's not even fun anymore. It's just like I think we should redo Simple Plan. The Simple Plan Redux.
And then I lose that one, too.
And you lose that one, too. It's just like, oh, my God. Like, terrible, terrible.
It's a curse.
Keeping.
Yeah.
So, join us next time. I can't say next week.
Who knows?
Who knows? Join us next time when we talk about... You said a topic recently.
Two ones I mentioned are iPods and also... what was the other one I mentioned?
You mentioned something. Oh, the Simple Life.
Yeah, the Simple Life.
Yeah, so our next few episodes will be Simple Life, iPods, and sex tapes. We should do sex tapes.
Okay, great.
So that means we have to watch them. You have
to. Do we? This is why I record all my conversations with you.
Just like, dude, you have to look up the personal thing.
Jesus.
Because, you know, she sold it on DVD.
I don't know if I want to see Paris Hilton's sex tape.
You know that's out on DVD. Like, that's out on hard copy. Like, they sold it as hard copy.
Hey, if she's making that coin, I support her.
I don't think she made anything off it.
Oh, no. Jason, I'm gonna die.
Well, there's a storm coming, so let's get out of here.
Coming?
It's already here!
Bye.